A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Career 360, where we look at the manpower and labour landscape here and also lifelong learning. The Kaspersky Lab is working with the National Library Board in Singapore to teach children to navigate and explore the digital world safely. They're going to donate several fictional adventure books titled Casper, Sky and the Green Bear. The book is targeted at primary school children aged 6 to 9. So part of their efforts in promoting safer cyber hygiene and also educating kids at a young age is to be wary of threats found online. Shan Loy is Academic Partners Manager, Educational Program at Kaspersky Lab. She joins us for a chat. Shan, thanks so much for coming today.
Thanks, Howie, for having me.
So first up, let's think about some of the common dangerous internet behavior that the young may be engaging in.
Okay.
What's prevalent among the young? How young is young?
Well, we're talking about primary school going. Because then again, nowadays, kids are exposed to devices like handphones and iPads at really young age. My niece at 2 years old, she knows how to press the video call button to call her dad or to shut him out.
I like to tell this story where I saw a toddler press a magazine
right.
and was upset that the picture was not moving.
Yeah, exactly. So they are starting very young. So that is why we want to try and do what we can to help them in a more fun way, like fiction, like a fiction story, like books. That's why I'm here today to share more about what we're doing.
So let's talk about some of the behavior that they may be engaging in. Let's say we talk about kids who are 6 to 9, as we earlier mentioned.
Right.
So they perhaps already know fully how to use an iPad, how to use a smartphone, how to get on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of things are they doing that's dangerous?
Well, what comes to mind is cyberbullying. That is taught most. I mean, we see this in the papers every day. And it's not just about telling them or teaching them to be aware of some cyberbullying behaviors exhibited by others, but are they themselves a cyberbully or exhibiting such behaviors? How to be respectful when commenting online? These are things that I think we should start them early. That is one. And number two, online scams. You know how at this point in time, we hear a lot of heartbreaking stories of retirees who lose their entire life savings to scams online, etc. So if we start them young, we start teaching them and educating them young, can we help them to prevent these heartbreaking stories from happening as they get older? And as we all know, I think a couple of days ago, I skimmed the Straits Times headlines about setting passwords, about how I think there was a study done. I don't have the details, but it says something like Singaporeans have one of the worst cyber habits. We don't set strong enough passwords. So things like setting passwords, you know, whether your password is strong enough or setting multiple passwords for different accounts, or are you using one password for all 15 accounts that you have online? So these are things that I feel are prevalent amongst the young if they are not sufficiently aware and then they are not able to protect themselves. Or, you know, clicking on suspicious links. If it's a free game, a free download, and they're attracted by it, and the moment they click it, it's too late, right? Their information or their computers might have malware downloaded on it, and so on and so forth. So all these things, I hope we can mitigate them early, start the education part early, so we can prevent subsequent sad stories from happening in future.
When we talk about kids, of course, we have to rope in parents. It sounds like the first stop of defense would be the parents. If parents, though, unfortunately, are perhaps unaware or perhaps practice bad cyber hygiene, then what's going to happen to the kids?
Exactly. So in the storytelling, I mean, why do we start with some old-fashioned storytellings? Because, I mean, if we recall to our own childhood, it's always easy to think of some classic stories that we know, right? Three Little Pigs, Little Red Riding Hood. So we're hoping to use this and to promote some family bonding with the parents and the kids to read through the books together. In fact, a couple of months ago, together with Touch Community Services, they had a festival called the Giving Family Festival. And we took part in it. You will be surprised. We had parents who enjoyed the story, our story, as much as the children.
Oh, I thought more than the kids.
Yeah, I thought the parents were more riveted than the kids at the storytelling. And we see them interacting. And I think this is a great sign. You're right. Parents have to guide the kids and learn and go through this journey together. Because at the end of the day, if the kid is being cyberbullied, they shouldn't keep quiet about it. They should be able to tell the parents or tell an adult that they trust. And that is how we stop the bad behaviours online.
Are there concerns, though, if it were too fun or packaged in too fun a way and people are so entranced by the story that they forget how severe the message is?
I think people learn best when they're having fun. So, you know, again, back to my own childhood, I learned the things most fun when my teacher was being animated, you know, and sharing and in a more animated fashion than a dull teacher. So I do not think that the story being fun would take away the message. In fact, one of the scenario,
it might make it stronger.
Yeah, it's about setting passwords. I think it doesn't. I think it just adds to it. I think it aids in a memory recall of the important message.
I think for some people, though, it has to be bad news before they remember that they're supposed to be doing something.
Yeah.
But this is a different approach to having kids learn something that's important as, say, strong passwords.
Yeah.
Talk to us about why Kaspersky's lab is committed to doing this, raising internet safety among young children. This is not really their core business, so to speak.
It isn't, but we actually have a campaign around Kids Safe. I don't mean to sound cliche, but children are our future. And we have to teach them from young to protect themselves because cyber threats are evolving. You know, we don't know. Every day a new threat comes up. So we believe that we should start them young. Yeah, and eventually these children will grow up. They will become your next cybersecurity professional who will help, you know, to protect us.
What sort of tips should we give kids? First up, obviously, is to have the stronger password.
Yeah, not just kids. I would say
everyone.
It goes hand in hand with the parents as well, with the kids as well. I would advise parents to go online together with the kids to monitor their online behavior, and along the way guide them. You know, if they see any links, just show them. Kids nowadays, they are really smart. They take to devices very fast. They really pick things up very fast. So the tip is for them to do this together, parents and their kids. And simple things like don't befriend a stranger. Because, again, there were some third-party studies that said that kids are meeting strangers they befriended online in a public setting. So what happens there? You know, can they confide in the adult before that or after the incident? So we need to provide an environment that is safe for children to speak about such things. You know, not to shame them or to scold them in the beginning. It's really about understanding. So they should be able to speak about what they do online, what they have seen online. Oh, and another point in the story that we have is this scenario, I think, happens to every kid. So the protagonist in the story, he is playing an online game and he is at level 11 and he is dying to get to level 12 and he can't. And he goes to class and his classmates, and they're comparing notes, and his classmates like, well, give me your password. I'll help you get to level 12. So this is something that happens. It's very commonplace. It's very commonplace amongst kids. So then we are creating awareness now. Hey, you know, even a simple, small act like this is a no-no. You know, even if it's your friend, he's helping you clear the next level to the game, you shouldn't be sharing your password.
If that's the case, right, should then kids and parents have separate passwords when it comes to their personal accounts of social media, for example?
Yeah, of course. It depends on the age of the kid, because for a younger age, we do have parental locks in place for them to help. And it really is up to the parent to see if their kids are matured enough to understand the implications.
How do you think then parents then can be roped in to be helping in terms of educating the kids about being safe on the internet if, say, passwords are separate and then there is a perhaps embarrassment or fear on a kid's end that this is something I care so much about, they're getting to level 12. For example, I don't want to tell my mom that I've, you know, been playing this game for hours and hours, days and days.
I think when it comes to online behavior, parents really should take a very serious and open approach to the kids. Because again,
that's a challenging thing to ask for, Sean, right? For parents who just are so protective, maybe. But
I think parents nowadays, they know that there's no way of escaping, right? At work, the mobile devices, etc. I mean, parents are the ones who show the kids videos on their phones while they're eating at a restaurant to keep the kid not
entertained.
Yeah, exactly, and not fussing over things. So it is tough. It is tough. But parents have to be the first line of defense in that way and step up. And guide the kids. Well, of course, the schools have wellness cyber wellness modules in place, but who is the one spending most time with the kids? Is it at home? Are they sharing? I mean, parents, many times, I think it's great. They are Googling YouTube videos, educational videos for their kids. But they just have to put in a little bit more effort to talk the kids through it. And I think that will be a lifetime of peace of mind.
Find out more of what they're doing at Kaspersky.com. That is Kaspersky.com. Sean Loy is Academic Partners Manager, Educational Program at Kaspersky Lab. Sean, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at MoneyFM893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.